Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Kim Cole, president of the Community Foundation, Morgan County. And our guest today really probably does not need an introduction because he does so much in the county. But with me is Rob Helm with RD Productions.
Nice to see you, Kim.
Thanks, Rob, for being our guest. We have exciting things coming up with RD Productions, and I want to tell all of our viewers what you've got planned for this summer.
Well, this year in for RD Productions, from 2025 to 2026, it's all tied into the concert series. We have 60 concerts this year.
Wow.
That we're putting on as a company. We are not able to do those concerts without great sponsors like the Community Foundation and all of our other ones. Mm-hmm. But we're here with you today, so we definitely want to hit on the Community Foundation.
Sure.
Because you guys have been with us for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
We are very pleased to be a part of bringing these concerts. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's great for the community. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's, to me, it's just fun. For me, I mean, it's hard work, but it's fun seeing people come to the concerts, enjoying the concerts, community coming together. I like that a lot.
Sure. Community engagement. You can't beat community engagement. How long have you been at this, Rob?
This is our 10-year anniversary.
Wow.
It started back in 2016 when we brought the Charlie Daniels Band mm-hmm. to the Morgan County Fairgrounds. And now we're at 10 years later. We've got probably on June 14th, it's definitely financially the biggest concert that I've ever been a part of.
Wow, that's impressive.
With Chris Jansen, Gretchen Wilson, Montgomery Gentry, and the Michael McCartney Band. That'll be at the fairgrounds mm-hmm. on June 14th here in Martinsville. But it's definitely financially the biggest one. And then we've got concerts. One of our best concert series, if you've never been to one of the great locations in Morgan County, mm-hmm. is the Cedar Creek Winery, Brewing Company, and Distillery. We have 12 concerts out there, and that series is called Drink at the Creek.
Okay.
And which I think is a great name. I mean, you get out there.
It is a great name.
But the facility itself is just beautiful. It's a great place for a concert. And last year, we averaged 2,000 to 2,500 people per show.
Sure. Everybody talks about it. It's very wildly popular.
And we have 12 great concerts scheduled there this year.
Okay.
And our first one is May 17th with Resurrection, which is a Journey tribute. Very, very good. And the opener will be Fancy Sauce. They've been doing this concert for us now for a while, uh-huh. the opener. So we've got Cedar Creek, 12 concerts out there. That's part of what we do. We've got the pre-fair, mm-hmm. June 14th. And then we've got our Martinsville concert series, downtown Martinsville concert series, which starts this Friday night, May 9th. It's at the venue, which is a great place to see a concert.
Okay.
But the magic word there, it's free.
Okay. Tell all the viewers, where is the venue?
The venue is downtown Martinsville, 183 North Jefferson Street. And when we first started doing the concerts there at that same location, we were renting a stage. And it was sitting in gravel.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's on a beautiful stage, covered, beautiful green space, mm-hmm. lots of room to sit down, bring your chairs, enjoy the music. Got food vendors, got adult beverage vendors will be there. But we do 8 concerts there.
All free?
All free.
Wow.
Thanks to great sponsors like the Community Foundation. We also got a concert series at Mooresville for the Mooresville Park and Recreation Department. And I think we've got 8 or 9 there. Now, we do mix it up at Mooresville. When I say that, we do some of the concerts at Pioneer Park, which if you've never been there, you should go. That is a phenomenal facility. Just a great place to see a show. And I know that we do 3 concerts at Mooresville downtown at Bicentennial Park.
Okay. So, and for the dates of these, where can everybody look to find those dates?
All you got to do is go to our website, rdproductionsllc.com.
Okay.
It's got every concert listed, if they're free, if they're a paid concert, it's all right there. And then it takes you, if you got to buy tickets, you can click on there and buy tickets. It's got all that information. And then we've got another concert series that's free to the public, thanks to our great sponsors, is the Bargersville Park and Recreation Department.
Fantastic.
So that's over in Johnson County, but It's a great location. They've got their brand new Umbarger Plaza over there, mm-hmm. which is beautiful. It's right downtown. Uh-huh. Free concerts. It's all within driving distance. And sure. Just come to them. And then one of the things that's brand new, we talked off air a while ago, uh-huh. that I'm very happy to announce is I had a couple years ago, we had Chris Tomlin, mm-hmm. which is a major Christian act. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. We had that at the fairgrounds during the fair at Martinsville. Uh-huh. Spiritually, I've never, I don't know how to say it, but it was just unreal. Mm-hmm. And it just, things didn't work out great. It was really, really hot. Just things that, it was in July, but it was, you know.
Sure.
It was
the way the fair is.
Yeah. So I had a little idea, and I know the Lord sent it to me. So I contacted Pastor Page at Hoosier Harvest. Uh-huh. And I said, I got an idea. I'd like to add to my concert series. He goes, what do you want to do? I said, well, for the last few years, we've been doing what we call the Churches and Mission Toy Drive.
Sure.
And that's been our finale concert every year for our season in November. Uh-huh. And we do the toy drive, and we get people to bring toys and all that good stuff to help with, you know, Morgan County. I said, well, I got an idea. I said, all of our concerts are outside except for the one that we've been doing with you. Mm-hmm. I'd like to do four more, which would bring it to a 5 Christian concerts total at Hoosier Harvest. And I want to bring in national acts to Hoosier Harvest, Christian national acts. And he goes, I like it. So we went with his team. We got the dates. And then I said, I've got to get a sponsor that will really help me. You know what it's like, because you're out doing it all the time.
Sure.
With Community Foundation. That will really help push it up.
Sure.
So I met with Melissa Fisher and at Home Bank, mm-hmm. and Home Bank jumped on board, and we were able this year to bring 5 national acts. It'll tie actually. Wow. So if you're one of our sponsors, and we call it the Mojo sponsor, Morgan County, Johnson County, if you're one of our sponsors, your sponsorship lasts a year, mm-hmm. because we have concerts that will start in May and go all the way to April 25th of 2026. Sure. So you're getting to have advertising, concerts, all kind of stuff for a solid year. And some of the acts that we're bringing there is, what I'm really happy about is Danny Gokey. I don't know if you remember that name or not, but he was on American Idol. Uh-huh. He's a big Christian artist. The Sidewalk Prophets are a big time Christian act. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites is Jason Crabb, but all these acts are tied into this, the Mojo Concert Series. And we have been absolutely blessed by the sponsorship levels that people have came into. And because we couldn't do it, we wouldn't do it. If it wasn't for sponsors, we would not do this. People like Community Foundation, we wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for you guys and all of our other great sponsors that we have.
Sure. Well, everything's better when you collaborate. Right?
Yes. And I guess I should bring on the fans. Yes. I mean, we wouldn't do it without all the people that come to these concerts.
Sure.
Whether it's a free concert or a paid concert, the one thing that sponsors don't want to see is an empty venue.
Sure.
And we've been truly blessed. We don't have very many of the empty venues.
Well, you have incredible talent. So that begs the question, Rob, how do you get this talent? How do you get this talent, this national talent, especially to come to Morgan County?
Well, a little background on me. I've been in this business my whole life because of what my father was.
Sure.
My dad is the original singer of the Christmas classic Jingle Bell Rock.
Sure.
And when I grew up watching all his drummers, like they'd rehearse at our house, uh-huh. you know, for all their concerts and all that. And I grew up going, man, I'd like to be like that guy. Well, when I graduated, I became dad's drummer, mm-hmm. and I became his road manager. Mm-hmm. So, and I did that from 1983 until 97 when he passed. Uh-huh. So in the meantime, I had done some promoting of some concerts and just a little bit of things here and there. But growing up in that business, I learned how you do things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's no different than anybody that grows up in any business. You learn how things go on. And I did that. And I paid attention. I learned how to talk to the booking agents. Mm-hmm. Well, when it came time to get the national acts, I wasn't in the dark. I didn't know. I know a lot more now than I did then, but I knew how to contact them, how to deal with them. And thanks to my dad, I had all those numbers.
Yeah.
You know, of the big talent agencies that handle these artists.
Sure.
And then I just kept it growing. And now I've built my own relationships with those people. And then, but we deal with so many tribute acts also. I don't know, that's a big business now. The tribute acts are big. They draw big numbers.
And they're fantastic entertainment.
Well, people ask me, I said, well, think about this. If some of the acts that people have tributes for, the real acts are older now.
Sure.
It's a lot older. And some of them don't have very many original members in the bands.
Right.
Some don't have any, just to be honest with you, that right. are out there being the main act. And a lot of these bands that become tribute acts, they really take the music serious mm-hmm. of the bands that they're, you know, they're out there playing that music. They take it very serious. Some do the looks, try to do the looks, but a lot of them, it's more about the music. For me, it's more about the music. Are you doing the music right?
Sure.
That's what I care about. But
sure.
we have a lot of great success with the tribute acts, and I've got connections to book those. I book some acts out of Canada. Mm-hmm. You know, ABBA Mania that I'm bringing, and Night Fever, which is a Bee Gees tribute. I book those people out of Canada.
Wow.
And, but we have, Indiana is absolutely blessed with some outstanding local regional talent. I mean, that do a lot of our shows that are free to the public. And some of the acts that I use to open up shows are from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. And through the years, we don't do the Rolodex thing anymore, but I've got a lot of contacts through
sure.
that.
And no doubt your family musical lineage has helped, but Rob, you're the one that has pulled this together and done this. And this is a fantastic benefit for our county. We are very grateful. So the flyer that you've referenced, where can people pick those up?
Oh, we have these at, you can go to, at the Visit Morgan County. You can go down there to the Coffee Connection. I always forget the name of that
the
building.
Main connection.
Where the Martinsville Chamber of Commerce is. And then next week, it's been hectic as heck because we've opened up a new venue down in Spencer, Indiana.
Oh,
to do
okay.
eight. We got eight concerts scheduled down there.
My.
So it's been chaotic. But then within the next 2 weeks, I'll be having these posters. They'll be everywhere.
That's great.
I'll be all over Mooresville, Martinsville, you name it, we'll be everywhere with them.
Well, I appreciate you carving out some time to come
Thank
talk
you.
To me.
What a pleasure.
You, like I said, you are a huge, huge part of Morgan County and getting
you.
Us to a level of entertainment that is, you know, national talents. I mean, that's fantastic. So we really appreciate all your efforts.
Well, thank you. And thank you to the Community Foundation. And, but before I do say it, I've got to say, I get a lot of that credit stuff, which I really don't feel great about doing all that, but I've got people that have been with me that are on our team. Cause I'm a coach also that's on our team that are just phenomenal.
Sure.
I couldn't do none of this without them, and they've helped me tremendously.
Sure.
But all those staff at our company, they know how I feel about them. But,
I'm sure
you know,
do.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor to be on here.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.